Washington and Arizona. Washington beats Arizona if my keys to winning Sunday in the desert. First of all, I think they definitely can win. Let me start with this before I get to a couple of these specific keys. Now that we've seen three games from all 32 teams in the NFL, actually we've seen four from two of the teams last night, there's never total clarity on what these teams will be after three games. But we have more clarity 3 weeks into the season than we did 3 weeks ago. And some of these things may hold up. And I would guess that while both teams, the Commanders and Cardinals, will have ups and downs coming on both sides of the ball in coming weeks, one thing appears to be true at this point and looks to be something that will hold up more than anything else. And that is, both teams are much better on offense than they are on defense. This game's got shootout written all over it. Washington leads the league in fewest punts with three total in three games. Arizona's tied for seventh with the fewest punts with just eight in three games. Arizona's the fourth highest scoring team in the league. Washington is fifth. Arizona's got the number seven offense per the DVOA metric. Washington has the number nine offense per DVOA. Arizona's defense is 23rd per DVOA. Washington's is not only dead last at 32nd, it's dead last by 13 percentage points, which is a statistical massive difference. What it means is essentially they could have a lights out performance defensively for the next two games and still be dead last in the NFL per that metric. All right, number one. And this isn't that hard this week because of what we've seen the last 2 weeks. Offensively, they've got to do what they've been doing. I'll get into specifically what that means here in a moment. But you are, I mean, it's unrealistic to believe that they're not going to punt again for three straight games. But you can't punt that much. You know, one punt in either of their last two games would have cost them both of those games. One punt against the Giants, they lose. One punt against Cincinnati, they lose. And it may be the case that one punt on Sunday costs them a football game. But it's unrealistic to imagine that they won't punt for three straight games. But you can't punt much, like once, twice, max, and then you cannot turn the ball over. It's more than cliche now. With this football team, if you don't end up with at least the same number of possessions and the same kind of field position that your opponent has, you're going to lose because you can't stop the other team. Now, specifically on offense, they can run the football against this team. And watching the Detroit game in particular last week, because their week two win against the Rams, I'm not going to say that it's fake because they were awesome in that game, but the Rams were decimated with injuries in that game. They jumped out to a 21-0 lead early in the second quarter, and it wasn't a game after that. Last week, the Lions game was a really interesting game. Now, Detroit ran the ball at will, and they ran it right up the gut. They ran it between the tackles. And they ran it between the tackles because Arizona's 3-4 up front is not very good. David Montgomery, 105 yards, 4.6 yards per carry. Jahmyr Gibbs, 83 yards, 5.2 yards per carry. Those two guys combined for 188 yards and over 5 yards per pop. So you have to run the football. Now, we thought that that was a bit of the of a key against a vulnerable Cincinnati front as well. And Cincinnati loaded the box. And they did a good job by really stopping Brian Robinson Jr., which was clearly the plan. I don't know if Arizona loads the box, it's going to make that much difference. By the way, keep an eye on their injury report. Buda Baker, we'll get an update on him with Ben here in a few minutes. But you should be able to run the football. And by the way, you should be able to throw the football too. Jared Goff was 18 of 23. Play action off their ability to run the football was outstanding. And keep in mind, you know, Arizona in their first three games, or their last two games, has not played a mobile quarterback, Stafford and Goff. Washington from an ability to, with a dual threat, 11-on-11 run game attack, I think can run the football. I think we could see something more like what we saw in week two against the Giants. And even though I think there will be less, you know, sort of zone read keepers, even though I thought Jaden actually last week should have pulled it a few more times, but typically, again, against 3-4s, gut than pulling it in the zone read. I think it's a huge day for Brian Robinson Jr. I think they're going to miss Eckler a lot, and we'll see what happens behind Brian Robinson Jr. But run the football against Arizona. They can be run on between the tackles. That's, to me, the key number one offensively, doing what you've done the last 2 weeks. And I think it happens more with rushing yards against Arizona than it does with passing yards. Now, again, if Arizona loads up the box and they're loaded up with 7 or 8, they're going to check to throws. And Jaden's been really good at diagnosing defenses and getting them in to the right plays. Key number two, and I just don't see how they're going to be able to do this, but you've got – now, Detroit's much better defensively, and they forced Arizona into 1-for-9 on third down. Arizona went for a bunch of fourth downs, but Arizona punted the game five times. But it really was a little bit flukish. Arizona's fifth in the league in drop passes. They had last week a couple of crucial penalties against that derailed drives. They missed on a fourth down. I just don't know how they're going to contain Kyler Murray outside the pocket. And the fact that they don't generate much pass rush, the fact that they can't cover, and Trey McBride's out, it looks like that'll be a huge key if he is out. But still, you know, whether it's Harrison Jr., whether it's Wilson, whether it's Dortch, whether it's Higgins who would step up if McBride is out, I don't know how they can cover if he gets outside the pocket, which he does on a regular basis. And so the key to a better defensive effort is they've got to be able to contain Kyler Murray in the pocket. You have to force him to be a pocket passer. That's hard when you try to say, hey, we're going to play contain rush versus rush, and you haven't done either one very well in the first 2 weeks. By the way, don't underestimate what their ability to run the football, as teams have against Washington, especially the last two games, Singletary and then Chase Brown and Zach Moss last week. James Conner had 122 against the Rams. He's a good back. Got less opportunities against the Lions, in part because they went down 2 scores in the second quarter trying to play catch-up. But offensively, super important to keep up this pace of, you know, essentially no free possessions for the other team, punting as little as possible. I think they can run the football and be effective Sunday against that 3-4, especially up front. And then defensively, you've got to keep Kyler Murray in the pocket as a passer, where he is less effective than he is outside the pocket. Kyler Murray has been making those plays that you're used to Kyler Murray making, where he gets, you know, he breaks contain, the play gets extended, he goes one way, he circles back the other way, and then somebody like Marvin Harrison Jr. is wide open, because you can't cover that long. You got to stop the run, too, defensively. They have not been able to do that. I don't know. I would imagine Arizona sees an opportunity for James Conner to have a big game. Here's something else in this game. Washington has decided here recently to kick and play coverage on kickoffs. It's actually a bit of an underrated spot for them. They've been good on returns. They're way up there on kickoff returns with the Eckler 62-yarder. But what's interesting is, in terms of kickoff returns, Arizona's number one at averaging 41 yards per kickoff return. Washington's number three at 34 yards per kickoff return. The issue has been two big returns. They've had the two of the biggest three returns of the year. DJ Dallas returned one for a touchdown in week one, and Eckler had the 62-yarder. There's only been one other big return, and Chicago had that as a 67-yarder. I don't know if you saw this stat last night, but the kickoff return percentage for the season, or I'm sorry, the touchback percentage, is the second lowest, or the second highest ever. Last year was the highest touchback percentage of all time, and this year through 3 weeks is the second highest percentage of touchbacks of all time. So teams are still regularly deciding to kick it through the end zone and give the team the ball at the 30-yard line. But special teams will be big tomorrow. Return game could be huge. I'd like to see Washington tomorrow maybe not take as many chances kicking to DJ Dallas. They may feel differently than they would have had Austin Eckler been in the game. And honestly, I don't know who will replace Eckler. Those are, to me, the three keys. Run the football, don't give it up. Keep Kyler Murray contained and try to get off the field. And then, you know, and then thirdly, be careful special teams-wise, win that starting field position battle. And then I think lastly, it'll come down to defensively tackling well. Arizona's very good yards after contact with receivers, tight ends, and running backs. You've got to tackle well, and you probably need a couple of breaks, like a punch out, the one St. Juice had against the Giants. That's not a break, that's a force, but maybe a couple of penalties that Arizona can't overcome early in drives. I like their chances, though, Sunday. We'll have predictions in the next hour. Ben Standing next.